Morning code, coffee steams.
From archive to your ears, this is Daily Tech Feed from the Labs. Your comprehensive, encyclopedic compendium of all things research. Following the latest trends on archive.org, that's ARXIV.org. This is Frontier Science. I'm Fry.
And I'm Bob. Great to be here, Fry.
From the labs.
Fresh grass, wild schemes, new worlds in a PDF beam. Daily tech feed from the labs.
On the night Alibaba shipped what might be the best open source small language models ever released, they fired the person who built them.
Same night,
the colleague who tweeted about it said, "I know leaving wasn't your choice. Just last night, we were side by side launching the Quen 3.5 small model. I honestly can't imagine Quen without you."
That's not a resignation. That's an execution.
And within 24 hours, two more members of the Quen research team had updated their bios to say former. Today, we're going to tell you what happened, why it matters, and what it means for every open source AI project living inside a corporation. Chapter 1. The Model. To understand what was lost, you first need to understand what was built. On February 16, 2026, Alibaba released Quen 3.5397B, A17B, 397 billion total parameters, 17 billion active per token, sparse mixture of experts, and then, a few weeks later, the small model family, 4B, 8B, 14B, 32B, 35B. These are the models the community actually runs.
Let's talk about the architecture for a moment, because it's genuinely interesting.
It is. Quen 3.5 introduces what they call a hybrid gated DeltaNet attention scheme. 3 out of every 4 transformer blocks use linear attention. Specifically gated delta networks, which combine Mamba 2's gating mechanism with a delta rule for updating hidden states. Every fourth block uses full standard attention. The result is a model that processes long contexts at near linear cost instead of quadratic.
So most of the model is efficient linear attention, and 1 in 4 blocks is the expensive full attention that actually captures long-range dependencies precisely.
That's the bet. And the architectural payoff is a 1 million token context window at practical inference cost. The model is also natively multimodal from pre-training. Not a vision adapter bolted onto a text model, but early fusion across text, image, and video from the beginning. 201 languages, 60% cheaper to run than its predecessor.
The benchmark numbers.
Strong, but complicated. On instruction following, Quen 3.5 leads every model in the comparison, including GPT 5.2. On math and reasoning, it's competitive, but not dominant. Claude and GPT 5.2 score higher on AIM 2026. On agentic tasks, it's second to Claude. On coding benchmarks, it's roughly level with Gemini 3 Pro and Kimi K2.5 behind GPT 5.2 and Claude.
And independent evaluators found it craters on hard multi-step coding.
This is important. Alibaba's benchmark numbers are self-reported. An independent evaluator running 70 real-world coding tasks across actual GitHub repositories found that Quen 3.5397B holds up on hard tasks but collapses on master-level tasks. The ones requiring coordination across many files over many steps, it loses track. The self-reported CWE bench numbers don't capture that failure mode.
So it's genuinely excellent at a lot of things, and the hype outruns the reality on complex agentic work.
Which is true of almost every frontier model release right now. The benchmarks are moving faster than the tasks. But the overall picture is still remarkable. A sparse 397B model with 17B active parameters running at 60% of the cost of its predecessor, leading on instruction following, competitive everywhere else. And then the small models, which are what the open source community actually cares about.
Why do the small models matter more to the community than the flagship?
Because you can run them. The 8B model runs on a single consumer GPU. The 14B runs comfortably on a gaming rig. The 32B runs on a Mac studio. The 397B requires a cluster for the millions of people building with local models. Researchers, indie developers, hackers. The small models are the product. The flagship is a proof of concept. The small models are what changes daily workflows.
And the Quen small models have consistently punched above their weight class.
That's the legacy. Quen 2.5 small models were the models that made the community say, "Wait, we don't need to rent API access anymore. We can run this ourselves, fine-tune it ourselves, deploy it ourselves." That was a genuine shift. The Quen 3.5 small models continued that trajectory. Chapter 2, The Man. Junyang Lin, tech lead of the Quen team, the person who shows up at ICLR to give the keynote, the person maintaining the GitHub, the person who decided repeatedly and against the default corporate gravity, that Quen would be open.
What does decided to be open actually mean inside a company like Alibaba?
It means fighting a constant argument. The default position inside any tech corporation is that models are proprietary assets. You train them, you sell API access, you extract value. The open source path costs you that revenue stream every time you release weights. You're giving away something that a competitor could use to build a product that competes with you. That argument is always there in every meeting from every product manager.
And Lin kept winning that argument.
For years. And the community noticed. One commenter on the local Llama subreddit put it this way. His decision to open source carried many PhD academic careers. That's not hyperbole. The Quen models are the foundation of dozens of research projects, fine-tuning experiments, and production deployments that wouldn't exist if the weights were closed.
The downstream effect of open sourcing a good model is impossible to fully measure.
Impossible. Every paper that used Quen as a base model, every startup that fine-tuned it for a domain-specific product, every PhD student who built a dissertation on top of it. That ecosystem exists because one person inside Alibaba kept making the case that it should exist.
And then the small models ship.
His last tweet before the firing quoted the small model release and called it his final shot. He knew he shipped the thing the community needed most, called it his final shot, and was walked out the door that night. Chapter 3, The Knife. Here's what we know. The departure was not voluntary. Confirmed by a colleague's public tweet. At least 3 Quen team members are gone within 24 hours, and the replacement is not an internal researcher who grew up in the codebase. It's personnel from Google DeepMind brought in with a mandate to drive their daily active users' engagement metrics, product metrics.
That's a complete inversion of what made Quen work.
Total inversion. The name associated with the incoming leadership is Hao Zhou, whose background is industrial AI. Protein folding, drug discovery, applications that align with China's national research priorities under the 14th five-year plan. Not open source language models for the global developer community. Not small models that run on consumer hardware. Industrial AI for strategic national priorities.
So this is 2 things at once. It's a business pivot and a political alignment.
It might be. The 14th five-year plan has explicit priorities around AI for scientific research, healthcare, and industrial automation. Alibaba pivoting Quen toward those domains makes sense if you're reading the government signals. And those domains don't need open-weight models that anyone in the world can download and run. They need controlled deployments on sovereign infrastructure.
The open-source strategy that made Quen dominant globally maybe precisely what's being dismantled.
That's the reading from inside the community, and there's a second theory that isn't incompatible with the first. Alibaba has a closed flagship model. The 1T plus Quen Max, the open-weight Quen 3.5 small models are, by community consensus, better than Quen Max for most practical tasks. If you're running the business unit that sells Quen Max API access, watching your free open-weight models outperform your paid flagship is not a success story. It's a revenue problem.
Lin built models so good they undermined Alibaba's own paid product.
And got fired for it. There's a certain brutal logic to it from the corporate perspective. The community sees it as insane. You fired the guy who's winning, but the suits see someone who's giving away the thing you're trying to sell.
The open weight lineup mogging the closed flagship. That's not just an embarrassment. It's an existential argument for why the closed product doesn't need to exist.
And Lin kept making that argument with every release, not in words, in benchmarks. Chapter 4. The pattern. This isn't the first time this has happened. It won't be the last. There is a structural trap in corporate open source that this story illustrates almost perfectly, and it's worth naming it precisely.
The trap is, the person who champions open source inside a corporation is always working against the corporation's default interests.
Always. Open source reduces lock-in. It enables competitors. It gives away proprietary assets. Every rational corporate incentive points toward closed. The open source champion survives only as long as the strategic argument for openness outweighs those incentives. And that argument is always fragile, always dependent on one or two people having the standing to make it.
And when those people leave or get removed, the default reasserts itself.
Immediately. You don't need to change anything else. You don't need a new policy. You just need to replace the people who are holding the door open, and the door closes on its own.
We've seen this before.
We've seen versions of it, not identical, but structurally similar. The pattern is consistent. A researcher or small team inside a large company builds something genuinely open, builds a community around it, and then the company decides the community isn't the customer they're trying to serve. The researchers leave, the project continues under different leadership with different priorities. The community gets the weights that were already released and waits to see if the next release comes.
And sometimes it does. The project doesn't necessarily die.
It doesn't necessarily die. Quen 3.5 weights are released, they're on Hugging Face, they're not going anywhere. The community will fine-tune them, quantize them, build on them. That work continues regardless of what happens inside Alibaba's org chart. The question is, what comes next? Does 0023 get released? Does it get released openly? Does it reflect the same commitment to the small models that made 2.5 and 3.5 matter to the community?
We don't know.
We don't know. The signals are not good. The incoming leadership's background is not in open source language models. The mandate is DAU metrics. The strategic direction appears to be toward industrial AI for Chinese national priorities. None of that implies continued investment in open small models for the global developer community.
What would it mean for the open source ecosystem if Quen pulls back?
It leaves a gap. Quen has been, for the last 2 years, the model family that made local inference practical for a huge portion of the developer community, the 7B-14B range in particular. The models you can run on a single GPU. Quen has been the leader there. If that stops, the community moves to whatever fills the gap. Meta's Llama family. Mistral, whoever the gap gets filled. But the loss of a consistent, well-resourced, open-committed team iterating on small models every few months. That's not nothing.
And the irony is that Quenlin became dominant because it was open. The community adopted it because they trusted that the weights would be available, that the team was committed to open access, that it wasn't going to close up the moment it got good enough to monetize.
That trust was earned by Lin and the team over years of consistent behavior. It doesn't transfer automatically to a new leadership structure with a different mandate. Trust in open source is not an institutional property. It's a personal one. It belongs to the people who made the commitment, not to the company that employed them.
So, what do we take from this?
A few things. First, the models exist. Quen 3.5 is real. It's released. The small models are as good as the community says they are. Whatever happens next, that contribution stands.
Second,
watch what Alibaba does over the next 2 quarters. Do the remaining Quen researchers stay? Does a small model family get released after 3.5? Or does the next release come from the new direction? Does the open weight commitment continue in practice, not just in press releases? That's the signal.
And third?
Third, this is a story about what open source inside corporations actually depends on. It depends on people. Not policies, not corporate commitments. People who believe in it, who fight for it internally, and who make it happen against the default gravity. When those people leave, the default reasserts. The only durable open source is the kind that lives outside the corporation entirely. In foundations, in community governance, in organizations where the open mandate is structural, not personal.
Junyang Lin built something the world needed, kept it open against every corporate incentive to close it, and got fired the night he shipped his best work.
That's the sentence. And for everyone using those models right now, every researcher, every developer, every person running inference on a local GPU, that's who you have to thank for it.
March 2026. Alibaba fired the open source champion on his best day.
Until next time, dispatches from the edge.
This podcast is entirely AI generated. Scripts written by Claude Opus 4.6. Voices rendered by Tianwen 3TTS. That's Quen 3TTS for us English speakers. Find Daily Tech Feed from the labs on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever fine podcasts are distributed. All of our shows here at Daily Tech Feed are available at pod.c457.org. Not affiliated with any companies or researchers discussed. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you tomorrow.
New worlds in a PDF. Daily Tech Feed from the labs. Tiny sparks turning into maps. Archive pages in a gentle sway. Tomorrow's tricks in my ears too.